When the bell sounds, railroad crossing arms fall into place, and the Brackenridge Eagle chugs across the park road. Passengers on the miniature train may not know they're riding through one of the most historic green spaces in the country.
So you have what we call Paleo-Indian, which are the earliest known settlers here that we know, prehistoric settlers. You have Archaic. We have late prehistoric.
Kay Hines, the city's archaeologist, says the park received the state designation as the result of a change at the Texas Historical Commission. The new designation reflects not only the park's archaeological treasures, but also its standing structures. That includes the many historic pavilions throughout the park, the donkey barn, the tea gardens, and the colonial acequias recently uncovered in a UTSA excavation. Hines says the early acequia dates to 1719.
And the Spanish, who needed acequias to water their fields and as water sources and whatever, actually came to basically the headwaters area. And when they moved Mission San Antonio de Valero from its first location, they then began construction of the Acequia Madre or the Alamo Acequia.
The 344-acre Brackenridge Park is one of the five largest state antiquities designations in the state, and Hines says it is the largest municipal landmark to receive the designation. Thousands of people visit the park each year. They feed bread to the ducks, celebrate birthdays in its pavilions, some even camp out at Easter. Hines says the city can expect visitors to increase as a result of the new honor. Some of those new visitors may even take a ride on the park's famous train. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.